You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
Jenny Tilly needs to go.
She is not right.
Not right. And after that comment, what are you talking about?
Welcome back, Cracker Jack.
The bitch is back.
Thanks for coming on today. We've put Jess's on pause this week. So thank you for filling in.
No worries.
How's your week been? How's your weekend been, actually? Your long weekend, you've had a big one.
Hottest 100. You know, brat represent.
Yeah, you happy with the result?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, like, Chapel deserved number one for that song. It was a good one.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
Had a hell of a time.
Yeah, I'm still hungover, so we'll get through this.
Thank God for the long weekend. You've got an extra day to recover.
Yeah, need that.
Lovely. Well,
how about your week?
My week has been quite good. I've had a very relaxing weekend.
Yeah.
So before we go into the episodes, I actually want to talk through some stats from the rapid fire questions from last week.
Okay.
So last week I asked who delivered the most iconic insults on Real Housewives of Melbourne, Gina, Janet, Lydia, or Jackie. Who would it you chosen out of those four?
I feel like I chose Gina.
Gina
she's very quick-witted.
Yeah. Also, I think Janet, though, was the underdog with insults. I think she was...
Oh, it was brutal.
She's terrible. But the audience said 79% Gina, 15% Janet, 6% Lydia, and 0% Jackie.
Okay.
This or that. So, whose flowers did you prefer? Kyle's or Dorit's?
Kyle's
won. She, but only just. So 54% really? Thought Kyle's flowers are better. That hers were the beautiful roses. Dorit's were the coffin-styled funeral flowers.
Yeah, like she's not them. Dying.
They looked beautiful, but they look like they belong on top of the coffin. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Spiky.
Yeah.
Like, you could take an eye
just
out.
Just the way how it was presented, I was like, who's died? Like, yeah. She's just had keyhole surgery. Like, yeah. It's all good.
Like, she's being dramatic.
Beautiful flowers. Don't agree with the arrangement.
Yeah.
Who would you rather see back together, Kyle and Mo or Dorit and PK?
Kyle and Mo, 74. Obviously. I mean, PK has been reaching with Dorit this whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I know that it's more than that. Yeah. Like, you know, whatever. But definitely Kyle and Mo. Like, they are the it couple
of the show. Well, most people would agree because 74% said Mo and Kyle, 26% said Dorit and PK.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other question was in relation to bows. Everyone needs to take their shoes off in the house. Do you believe in taking shoes off when you step into a friend's home?
No. It's annoying.
Interesting. Because
I'm with Jess on this one. I don't care.
Also that, I don't... Unless it's... Floors are filthy anyway.
Well, we're not eating off the floor.
No.
Who cares?
Like, if your floor's that delicate, then why?
Also, I would prefer people to keep their shoes on because I don't want someone to come over and have stinky feet.
True.
And let that out in my house.
Sweaty sock feet.
Keep them on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the fear that I have when someone comes over and takes their shoes off. I'm like, are their feet going to fucking stink?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, especially in this heat.
Yeah. Parmesan cheese. Get it out.
Well, 58% people said yes to taking shoes off.
Yeah, well, they love stinky feet. 42%
said no. So let's talk about while we're really here. I think the last time I spoke to you, we were talking about Beverly Hills, actually. What do you think of the season so far? How are you finding it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a lot better than last season. However, I do get the vibe that they are just going to drag this one issue out for the whole season.
Yeah.
And it gets a little bit tiring. Like, it's kind of like, all right, we get it. Like, you know, let's stop flip-flopping back and forth on the same issue.
And it's not even like it's a huge issue either.
No, like, no. Like, you know, you think about the seasons that were had where it was all about Erica's law case and lawsuit, sorry, and all of that. It's like that is relevant because it's like it's such a huge thing.
Yeah.
So for a whole season to revolve around that, it makes sense. But for this tit-for-tat shit between Kyle and Dorit, it's kind of like, all right, move on.
I got over it pretty quickly. Like, I think reflecting back on the first episode of this season, I thought, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. But I think they went in too quick, too hard. And now they're just kind of, what's the saying? Beating a dead horse.
Mm.
And, like, it's just going on.
Yeah, agree.
For too long.
Like, give me one more episode with it and then shut up.
Yeah. Who is your favorite? Like, who's your standout cast member this season?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Good question. I feel like it's Erica, but for different reasons. Mm. Like, she's handling the conflict in such a surprising way. I think, like, you and Jess have spoken about that in the previous episodes, but I really do think that is nice to see from her.
Yeah, I think it's a different side to Erica than what we've seen in the past. She doesn't, like, react straight away and get really upset.
But I think if I want to talk about, like, who's probably been the most explosive, I think it's Dorit.
Yeah.
Whilst, you know, me and you are probably more so on the Kyle bandwagon, I do like seeing Dorit come in hot and heavy.
A little bit more activated than what we're normally seeing.
But she's also confident. Yeah. Like, you know, she's not scared of anyone.
Yeah.
And I just think it's nice to see that from Dorit instead of her just dribbling shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I do find her to be a little bit insufferable.
Oh, she's always been that.
However, like, again, this is the thing. I think, especially with Beverly Hills, the fan base is so quick to hate a castmate and want them cancelled and off the show. I think we're seeing a lot of that being
thrown at Kyle,
especially this season. Last season, it's just, like, been a huge build up.
Yep.
What are your thoughts? Because I think you can articulate yourself really well when you talk about this particular episode. What do you think of the whole gang up situation that's happening at Bose's house? Which, hold on, okay. Even just before we get to that, Bose's house. God, that's a bloody assault on the eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Wallpaper in every single room.
Yeah.
It's just like a Dr. Seuss house.
Yeah, it is a bit hectic.
Mm.
Different country in each living room, whatever.
Yeah. There's a couple of other things, actually, I want to talk about before we go into the argument. What did you think of Kyle's dress?
Oh, my God. So, that's one of my notes. Literally, Dorit throwing shade at Kyle's outfit. Like, girl, you are not on those terms at the moment. Mm. Like, and just the way she said it, like, oh, is this your comfy wardrobe? Look, I actually hated the fucking dress.
Yeah.
It looked terrible. Like, what are you wearing? But also, like, for Dorit to say that and then the way that Kyle just looked at her but didn't answer her. Like, I felt that from Kyle. She was like, fuck off,
wasn't
bitch.
Playing into it at all. And, like, the thing about, like, these two, when they're in a room, you think, oh, you know, maybe they'll be peaceful together. But they just keep digging.
Yeah.
And, like, it's always a jab.
Yeah.
Here. And from both sides as well.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, the dress was terrible.
That was horrendous. I mean, it valid.
Wasn't good.
With a bright canary yellow Birkin.
I know. And, like, Kyle's like, oh, not every day is a fashion show for me anymore. It's like, okay, but wear a nice jumpsuit or something. Like, wear a nice tracksuit.
Yeah.
You don't have to be dressed to the nines. Mm. But, like, that dress looks like something.
It was giving 2008. It was giving season one, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your mum gave that to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And just has never been able to part with it.
No.
Okay. The argument. What did you think?
All right. So, look, I know that everyone is on Dorit's side here. I know that Jess is. Sorry, Jessie Ruth. We're just not on that same page. For me, I'm like, I understand bits and pieces from both sides. Yeah. However, if I was Kyle, I would be this pissed off about it as well now. Because I just think when you've got a couple that are really close, like PK, Dorit, Mauricio, and Kyle, just because you guys are going through some issues and you haven't even said that you're properly divorcing or separated yet, like you're taking a break, how can you expect Kyle to just completely blank PK and cut communication, like, for me, it's giving a little bit of a toxic friendship.
Yeah.
Because why does that person have to cut communication just because you guys are on a break?
Mm.
Like, I would never expect my friends to completely stop talking to you, block you, whatever, just because you and I are going through a hard time.
Yeah.
And my thing is, if that ever happened and my friends were talking to you, I would have to trust that they have my best intentions at heart. Whereas I think what the issue between Kyle and Dorit is, they don't trust each other.
Yeah.
So that's why there's friction being caused.
Mm.
And the one part, and I am still on Kyle's side here because I think that it's unreasonable of them to expect that after so long of being friends.
Yeah.
But the one part that kind of made me think that there's more to it is when Dorit said in the confessional that she knew that PK and Kyle talk about their issues with her.
Yeah.
That so would upset me.
I was
and
trying
I get
to unpack that.
That
a little bit more and think of it in like a different perspective. I think it's because they're not as close as what they make out to be as well. Like, they're not best friends. They're really good friends on the show.
Mm.
But outside of that, I don't think it's fair to say that they're best friends because I don't think they are.
Yeah. But so, that's where the viewers get confused then.
And, you know, I'm trying to think of a way to relate or put it into perspective. And when they... So, what she's trying to say is that PK would go back to Kyle and Mo's house and then they would talk about Dorit and their issues with Dorit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, I don't think it's totally unheard of. Like, maybe they could vent.
Yeah.
I still don't think that's a huge thing. Like, I feel like you can still vent to that person and be like, you know, PK's come over and expressed some frustrations and then Kyle's also expressed frustrations as well. Is that really that bad? Yeah. I don't know.
I think this is where context matters so much.
And that's where Erica makes a really good point as well, which is like, well, you don't really know exactly what's been said.
Yeah.
So how can you jump to the conclusions?
Yeah. And I also think that Erica's being put in a real unfair spot, especially by Dorit in that conversation.
Yeah. I have not seen Kyle corner Erica or put pressure on Erica the way that Dorit has.
Yeah.
Which just puts a bad taste in my mouth from Dorit.
Yeah.
It pushes me further away from being on her side.
Yeah. My take on it as a whole is that I think that the issue with Kyle talking to PK is less about them two talking and more about Dorit and Kyle not trusting each other.
Yeah.
Because Dorit doesn't feel like Kyle has her best interest if her and PK are talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the biggest, I guess, like, wedge between them is, because if any of my friends were talking to you, I would trust that they have my back in that whole scenario, whereas Dorit doesn't trust Kyle right now, and that's where the issue lies. So, it actually is more about them two than it is about PK and Kyle. I absolutely do not believe that there is anything like...
Romantic
going. Are you kidding? Look at PK.
And look at Mo. Like, why would you cheat on Mo? Or why would you give up Mo for PK?
No way. Like, I mean, you know, maybe it's like, he's a funny guy and...
Is comedy enough?
You know, is that a reach? It's a reach. Yeah, so, you know, I totally get why Kyle is flipping out in some... And this is what pisses me off as well, because when I was watching the episode and seeing Kyle lose it, I was like, you're looking guilty.
Yeah.
But I know you're not. Yeah, like,
but I would just be so fed up with that, especially it's the whole group but Erica that are ganging up on her.
What about when Bose asked Kyle about the text and then Sutton comes over and sits down? Well, you said more than that. You said more. I would have clocked her.
Yeah.
I would have turned around,
you little rat,
and clocked her one and been like, get the fuck away from me. Like, you actually aren't a good friend.
No, Sutton will take any opportunity she gets to
try and bring Kyle down. Yeah, she does.
Anything. She'll take any cheap shot that she can get.
Yeah.
And she's done it. And now she's kind of jumping back onto this to then drive a bigger wedge between Kyle and Dorit. like, because she's already got beef with Dorit as well. Like, she's only, she just wants to break those two up and take Kyle down, I feel.
And one thing that pissed me off about Sutton as well in this episode is when she tried to compare Kyle storming out to when she stormed out after the strip club thing or the, you know, and it's like, there's two very different scenarios here. Mm. You fucking went to a strip club with dollars in your hands to throw them around and then had a cry when someone spread their legs.
Yeah.
And then Kyle's is her friends are all ganging up on her.
Yeah.
Multiple times about this text. She's being backed into a corner. You were not backed into a corner. You chose to go to a fucking strip show.
And then ran out. And you had people run out after you trying to make you feel better as well.
Yeah.
Whereas Sutton's just saying, well, no one really followed her out other than Erica and Dorit.
Yeah.
Like, Sutton's like, just so in the
they're
wrong.
They're not comparable scenarios in my opinion.
Also, I was a little bit confused. This is when Kyle had left and then Bose was saying, you know, in a corporate world, I put all of this together as in, like, Dorit, you've had an issue with Sutton. Dorit, you've had an issue with Garcelle. Dorit, you've had an issue with Kyle. So, I would say you're the common denominator.
I know.
And she's like, what? And I'm like,
she's like, you bitch.
I'm like, are you on Dorit's side? Like, what are you saying? I know. What do you mean by that?
I'm kind of like, was there more said after that and production were a bit cheeky in how they edited that scene? Because it kind of just stopped.
Yeah.
And then moved on.
What do you think about Kyle blaming, or not blaming, but kind of giving the excuse of saying you can talk to anything in confidence with me and about I won't bring it up.
Production.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there could be merit to that because I think about the season where they spoke about PK having a DUI and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it could be something to do with that. Like, you know, she's trying to protect her friend's husband by being like, some shit has gone down in the past and I want you to know that I'm not ever going to air that dirty laundry out on this show.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I feel like it was a little bit clutching at straws for Garcelle and Bose to be like, well, if you were meaning production, you would have said, I won't talk about it with production. And it's like, if you're just talking to a friend one-on-one about something and you know they're going to understand what you're meaning, I don't feel like you would always elaborate to that extent. So, again, it's just clutching at straws to try and make it look like they are romantic with each other or that there's more going on. And I just think it's like, yeah, it's just a reach.
I also think, so this is where I get a little bit funny with Kyle's perspective as well. I think she just needs to own up to the fact to be like, okay, I hurt Dorit. I need to kind of understand where she's coming from and then kind of work from there instead of then bringing up things from BravoCon where Dorit said that...
Yeah, that was that's also a reach.
Like, and then saying that Dorit had to pull like this out of her hat to make her look like the good one. I don't think that Kyle necessarily needs to find something to...
Tit for tat. But like, I also think maybe this is where like the producer in Kyle sits because... You know, obviously she's a producer on the show and maybe it's like they also know that there's not a lot else to bring drama to the show. So it's kind of a way to extend it and drag it out a bit. Because any normal friend would just be like, you know what, I'm upset. I mean, we see how quickly the Salt Lake City ladies fucking move on from something. It's because they've got the next bombshell coming around the corner.
Exactly.
Whereas Beverly Hills is a bit dry.
It's very dry. And I think you can tell that there's actually nothing else going on in their lives other than this, which is pretty concerning.
Erica's in therapy, yeah. Like, you know.
She's actually doing better than she ever has.
She's healthy. She's not spiraling.
Also,
before we move on from the spa day scenario, I felt physically unwell when Jennifer Tilly told the chef that all of them were in heat.
Oh.
What are you saying? Shut up.
That woman makes me so uncomfortable and not in a good way.
I don't ever want to hear a woman telling a chef that you've just met, oh, we're all in heat. Ugh. What are you talking about? You're not a pack of dogs.
She is not the right fit for this cast. You know, I actually notably, like in my head, I was like, I have not cracked a smile at all in this episode. Like, I'm bored. I actually like less of this cast than what I like. You know, I like maybe two or three of these cast members. Now,
the rest you could
do without. The rest I'm like, I don't care. You know who I have not noticed gone? Crystal.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Like,
yeah.
Thank God she's gone. I am, like, I'm intrigued by Bose. I think she's interesting.
I think it's upsetting to hear that she's already called it the quits, because I feel like...
They're just rumours. We're not sure. Yeah, but right. People are speculating.
Jenny Tilly needs to go.
She is not right.
Not right. And after that comment, what are you talking about? More than half of the people watching this show are gay men.
Yeah.
Don't be talking about being on heat. Okay.
I just don't understand. She does not entertain me at all. She's another form of Sutton, which I cannot stand.
Yeah.
And I'm going in stages of liking and not liking Garcelle as well. Like, I've just never been 100% like a Garcelle fan.
Yeah. Mainly, I feel like she deserves a spot though.
She does. Yeah. But I'm overseeing the takedown Kyle.
Yeah. It's pissing attitude. Me off.
Like I'm bored of that whole narrative.
Yeah. And if she wasn't clutching at straws half the time, it'd be like, all right, I'm here for some drama. But half of it, I'm like...
She has been reaching this whole season with every argument she's had.
One thing I will say about Garcelle and Dorit, though, I really enjoyed that moment that they had.
Except for when she came up...
And she was like, oh, no.
And interrupted. And you can see Garcelle looking directly in the lens of the camera thinking, are you fucking serious?
Like, get her away from me. I'm having a massage.
I think Dorit took that as an opportunity, though, to get on Garcelle's side.
To get her on side. Yeah, yeah.
To be like, look, I'm actually going to make an effort to make amends with you before.
I know. It felt genuine, though.
Mm, yeah, I don't know. I'm just...
You think she's calculated?
I think so. I think she's just really clocked in this season and she's like, nah, I've got to...
She's playing the game.
Yeah, I've got to...
She's on Traitors.
Yeah.
Without being on Traitors.
Speaking of, we've got to catch up with that show.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on Beverly Hills?
That's all I really had for Beverly Hills. I mean, you know... Next week's episode looks like the drama with Kyle and Dorit continues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they wrap it up in a nice little bow while it's like we can tolerate it and then move on.
Well, the interesting thing is when watching the trailer, I don't remember anything else going on. Like, what else do we have to look forward to? I remember watching Salt Lake City and there was some significant bombshells that we were going to hit, like some big milestones we were going to see. And... Beverly Hills, they go on the cast trip and then what? Like, I just feel like it's going to be Dorit and Kyle dragged out through this whole season and I'm just tired.
Yeah, they're just not comparable shows at the moment.
Before we move on to Salt Lake City, who would you want to see either casted or recasted in Beverly Hills to help revive it?
Good question. Obviously, would love Rinna to be back, but, you know, we know that's not going to happen. I feel like at this point, they could really just bring back any of the OGs and it would be really good to see. Like, if they got Vanderpump back on that show...
Do you see there's rumours of her coming back now that Vanderpump's been cancelled? Apparently, her paycheck on the new season of Vanderpump Rules... That she's either not on it or the paycheck isn't as big. This is all rumoured, by the way. And Andy Cohen's trying to get Vanderpump back.
Oh, if he could do that, that's a fucking gay Christmas.
Would you like to see her back?
Yeah, I'd like to see Vanderpump back.
I just feel like if we see her back, she'll eradicate Kyle.
You know, I feel like Kyle's been doing this for 14 years now. I don't know how much... She's got left in her.
Yeah.
And it's like, if she's going to
go out
with a bang and make it worthwhile, not this tit for tat shit with Dorit, you know, like get one of the OGs back so that if Kyle was to go, there's someone to keep this show going.
Mm.
Because if Kyle was to leave with this cast the way it is now, I don't think it'd survive much longer.
Nah. There's no way I could watch Sutton and Jennifer Tilly frolic around with fucking Chucky dolls.
In heat.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Or I think it'd be good to see, like, Taylor back.
Mm-hmm.
Camille, obviously, would be great. There has to be someone that would come on this show.
Like to see, bring Rinna back if you can bring Eileen back.
Yeah.
Those two balanced each other out and I feel like can keep Rinna, keep a lid on it.
Yeah.
But I want some sort of connection to the original Beverly Hills to make it watchable, because I think no matter who they're going to bring in, it's a sinking ship.
Yeah. And
it's
just... You can't keep bringing new people into this.
It's not going to work. All right. Let's tie up Beverly Hills and talk about the reunion part one of Salt Lake City.
Mm.
So, what did you think of the outfits in Salt Lake City?
So, very underwhelming.
Okay.
A lot of them were giving fucking prom or mother of the bride.
All right.
There was only two outfits that I thought were worthy of the reunion couches.
Okay. Well, let's go through them one by one. I want to rate them all out of 10. And then we'll come back with our best dressed thoughts. So let's start off with Lisa Barlow. What do you think of this look?
Don't love it. This one is definitely giving mother of the bride.
It's definitely giving bridesmaid. I love her hair and makeup.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't mind the color. I don't like the shape of this dress.
No.
Also, I'm confused by the silver jewelry and the gold shoe.
Yeah.
Is mixing a thing again? I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you rate it out of 10?
I give this a 5.
5 out of 10. I'm going to give it a 6 because I like her hair and makeup. I think looks beautiful. I love the color, but I don't like the accessories and I don't like the style of the dress.
No. It literally looks like those curtain tassels.
Yeah, it does.
You know when you go to your nana's house or whatever and you like... I used to play with them and pretend that they were little girls with hair.
Yeah, I did too. We had them at...
I think it's a gay thing. Yeah. We were so oppressed in our childhood that we had to play with little curtain tassels. I
finally got a brat stole and then never looked back.
And off you went. No, but that's what this dress reminds me of.
Yeah.
The bottom of it.
Good read.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to skip the next one. We'll come back to her.
Yeah.
What do you think of Mary?
Yeah, look, I mean, I just don't think it's anything amazing.
Again, like the colour of the dress, I like her hair and her makeup, but I don't like the feather sleeves or the bottom, like gold feathers on the bottom. I think if it was just like plain red, it would be higher up there.
Yeah, it looks like it's something out of like the metallic kind of thing that was in like 2012. Do you know what I mean? When it was like... those metallic accents on your clothes and shit.
Yeah, it's like, I think most of these outfits are giving like early 2000s, but early 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan. What do you rate it out of 10?
I'm giving it a 5 again.
I'm going to say 5 too. Next, we've got Heather Gay, a vision in red.
Mm. She looks stunning.
I agree.
Hair and makeup looks stunning.
Best she's ever looked.
But... the dress is fucking ugly.
See, I think the dress would look better if it was just a little bit longer. Like, if it had just a little bit more length.
I hate the ruching look.
Okay. I don't think this is as bad as what we've seen on the others. So, I'm going to rate this a little bit higher. I'm going to go 7 for this.
I'm going 6. So, it is a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But I just expected a lot more from these ladies.
Her hair and makeup is stunning.
Yeah, beautiful.
I will say that. Next, Angie Kay.
Yeah, loved this dress.
Loved
this. Do you
know,
when we watched the episode back a second time to take some notes, I actually missed when they first mentioned that Whitney rocked up in the same dress.
No, I think it was Brittany.
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 I thought it was Whitney.
No, I reckon it was Brittany.
Okay, well, look, I'm glad Angie stood her foot down there and was like, I'm wearing this because it looks beautiful on her.
Mm. Love the color, love the dress, love the hair, love the makeup.
Yep, like, I'm giving that a 9.
Agree, 9. Next, we've got Meredith Marks.
God, this is mother of the bride. This is, and you know what? The Zanny voice and everything goes with it as well.
Okay, she looks different in this photo to what she actually does in the reunion. I swear her hair in the reunion looks more blown back. Like here, it's kind of sitting in front of her
face
a little
bit
more.
The hair does look better here.
It looks way better in this photo. I like the idea of the fur, but I just don't like
the whole
ensemble together.
Who is dressing these fucking women?
I don't know. It's definitely not. I'm going to say... it's a 5 for me. And like even seeing her in the reunion with her legs sprawled to the side as well. I'm like, yeah. Girl.
She looked like she'd broken them.
You look uncomfortable.
And the pendant in the middle of the dress, like, it's just it looks like you are in your 60s, 70s. Era, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not loving it. Next, Bronwyn.
Wait, we didn't rate it.
I'd rated mine.
What'd you say?
Five.
Yeah, I'm five.
Okay, five and five. Next, we've got Bronwyn.
Bronwyn looks stunning.
I think this is a phenomenal dress
for
her. I like that it wasn't too crazy. It's definitely a statement.
Yeah.
I love the color. I love, like, all of the details. I think it's the right length. Her makeup looks beautiful. I think her hair would have been nice with a little bit more volume.
Yeah.
But overall, I think she looks stunning. I'm going to give this a 9.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 9 too. Beautiful. I love it. She looks really good.
Next, we've got Whitney.
Yeah. I think this is my least favorite dress.
Really? Out of all of them?
Wait, let me look back through.
Oh,
no. Nah. Probably I fucking hate the way it comes up to her ass on one side.
Yeah, I don't like the cut.
Like, that is 2012.
I like the color. I think her hair and makeup looks really good. But
I felt like her makeup looked a bit orange in the face. A bit too blush.
All right.
Do you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think in this photo, it looks really good.
In the photo, it looks fine. But did you not realize in the episode, her face was very, like, looked very blushy? Maybe she was just heated. She wanted to scream at Lisa.
Hot and heavy.
The whole time.
She was getting riled up about prison.
Alibaba.
What do you rate this out of 10?
I'm giving it a 4. I actually hate this dress.
I'm going to give it a 6. I think it's not the worst. It's definitely not the best. At least she's matched the... Oh, is her jewelry... See, the gold shoe with then silver jewelry. Am I missing something? I just don't know if we're mixing metals these days.
Maybe.
Okay, well.
Whatever.
I'm going to give it a 6. And then we're going to go over to our friend of Queen. High body count hair. What do we think of Brittany?
Yeah, another underwhelming.
Underwhelming. Dress. See, I think her hair is medium body count here.
Yeah, it's nothing too trashy.
I like the color. I think it's probably a little bit too long. That's probably giving high body count.
Yeah,
the,
she needs a snip.
Yeah, it needs like at least 25 centimeters off.
You want her bald.
25 centimeters. 25 Look centimeters. How long that is.
I feel like that's a lot to ask a girl to cut off her hair.
Well, it is when you haven't cut the extensions at all when you've clipped them in.
Shame.
I like the color of the sequins for this.
I hate the sequins.
I like this waist up, but down. I don't know if it fits right.
No.
Or if the shape's right.
Tragic outfit.
What do you give it out of 10?
I reckon that's a 4 as well.
4. I'm going to give that a 6.
Well, clearly you're nicer than me.
Who was best on ground, best dressed for the reunion?
Bronwyn.
I agree. Bronwyn followed closely by Angie K.
Yeah. I love that pink on Angie.
Yeah, beautiful. So, talking about the reunion, what are your notes? What did you think?
Well, I have one note in my phone that just says, Justin's fucking veneers.
Oh, my God.
Blinded by the light. Please cut that out. But they were blinding.
It's just the cut and the offensive fluorescent color of them. Like, they literally look like tic-tac teeth.
And also when you can see the bottom and the top and you've only got the top, it's really like
it's giving clown.
You made like, a choice there.
He looks shocking, but you know what, I don't think much could make him look better, the poor thing.
Damn. But yeah, it was like I said to you when we were watching it, I feel like every 3 or 2 part reunion, the first episode is always a bit of a, like, it's laying the foundation for the explosive shit to come. Mm-hmm. Like, the first episode is always a little bit like...
Yeah, it just sets the tone.
Setting the tone.
We're getting warmed up.
Nothing too crazy happened.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of beefies with Lisa and Bronwyn and Whitney. But, you know, apart from that, wasn't anything cray-cray.
With Alibaba, where do you stand now? Do you think Whitney is...
I think I believe Whitney.
You believe that Lisa planted all of this?
Oh, no, 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 not about that. Sorry. I think okay. I believe Whitney that it was like a stock photo that a vendor sent them and yeah.
Is it possible that the vendor, that's the vendor's real product, they use that as a stock photo, then Alibaba took that photo and put it on their site?
Potentially.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I can read someone's like body language and energy really well. And I felt like Whitney was being honest in that moment when she was talking about the stock photo and stuff.
Yeah. I think that was,
and even Lisa was like, I get it. I get it. She wasn't like, no, you're fucking lying, blah, blah. So, you know,
do you think that Lisa is the one behind the story?
No,
no, I don't believe that either.
I do see where Whitney like went hell for leather with it, because there was the phone call that she got from her source saying the person who leaked this information owns a liquor brand.
Yeah.
And it's like Lisa's the only one in that group that does. So I see where Whitney thought she had the right information, but I guess, you know, you got to get the proof.
Mm.
Like you can't just go from what someone's telling you.
Trusting a non-credible source.
Yeah.
Like a podcaster. It's like coming to me for credible information.
Yeah.
I've made it all up in my head.
Yeah, it's giving schizophrenic.
I mean, I have those tendencies.
But yeah, so I think that, no, I don't believe that it came from Lisa.
Yeah, no, neither do I. What about Bronwyn and Lisa? Do you think she purchased anything, according to Emma? Who Lisa knows very well.
I don't know. That was an interesting one, wasn't it?
I thought it was so funny. Well, I spoke to Emma and she said, yeah, nothing was purchased.
But like, I don't think Lisa would make that up. So either Bronwyn's lying or the jeweler is lying.
I think it's pretty shitty of the jeweler
to lie when you work for this business.
Yeah.
So do you think Bronwyn is lying?
I don't. No, I usually always believe Bronwyn, but...
Why didn't Bronwyn have receipts? Like, you know what I mean? Why didn't you wear them? Why wouldn't you wear it?
Exactly. I kind of get a little bit confused here with... I feel like she got caught out, and especially since Lisa so, like, willingly handed over her phone to Andy to be like, here, go through everything.
Yeah.
Like,
Wasn't really skipping a beat on that.
Behind it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe she got caught out there. I'm not sure.
Maybe she did just rent them.
Yeah.
But also, at the same time, it's so petty because I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares if they spent millions of dollars on this jewelry or not?
Yeah. What about, where do you stand with Bronwyn and Lisa when it comes to
the family?
Yeah.
I think Lisa's right in saying it's a very complicated situation, especially I think that it's almost similar in the beef that Dorit and Carl have in the way of like, I think it's more about their misconceptions of each other's friendship to each other than it is about the actual topic that they're fighting about.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Bronwyn's really upset because she thought that her and Lisa were very close. And then Lisa's sitting there going, actually, you're just a social friend. Like, and I feel like the vibe I'm getting from Lisa is that more of her loyalty lies with this family because she's been friends with the parents for so long.
Mm.
So I feel like Lisa feels like she's in a really tricky spot because she's trying to maintain a friendship with Bronwyn on the show, but also can't dive into that too much because she's got loyalties to this other family that she's known for a long time.
Yeah.
So I just feel like
she's been put in a hard place. She can't really get out of wherever.
She's also one of the worst people to be put in a hard place because she's not good at apologizing. She's not good at seeing other people's perspectives. So I think that when Bronwyn tries to say, you've hurt me, she goes, but I haven't done anything wrong. Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do?
A hard time accepting that she's actually hurt someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that like Bronwyn needs to just like expect less from Lisa.
Yeah.
And Lisa needs to like apologize for upsetting Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Look, what she said on the after show, I think it's completely valid for Bronwyn to be upset. Mm. But I also understand where Lisa's coming from when she says, like, we filmed that while we were good. Like, you know, I feel like it's only really hurting Bronwyn when she's seen it now because we're not in a good place. So it's like got daggers behind it. Whereas like when they filmed that, they were probably on talking terms and, you know, Bronwyn might have still gotten a little bit like, oh, like I wish you wouldn't have spoken about that on camera. Yeah. But I think it's just been blown out of proportion because they're like beefing.
Yeah. Great answer. By the way, those fucking busted lunches.
The lunches. What the fuck? Why are you feeding these girls packet lunches? Like, these are stars in my eyes. Yeah. They need like a 4-course meal.
Yeah, they are like close to Beverly Hills tier.
Seriously. Like, why are they eating out of containers?
Microwave meals.
Like we eat better than them.
I was watching that. I'm like, these girls are going to be rolling back onto that set, bloated.
Farting.
Like... fucking swallowing burps from the most busted Mexican.
And Andy probably went and had something really nice. Yeah. And then they're just going to be burping this shit into his face.
Oh, like these poor chicks, rumbling guts for the rest of the arvo. Cool.
Oh, they probably do it on purpose so that they're sitting there on edge.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. They're just, you know, stomachs upset, overstimulated. They're all just fucking popping off.
Let's unleash. Yeah. Verbally and underneath.
Another note is Mary apologizing to Bronwyn for her hot dog
costume.
I thought it was so funny to like see Mary sit there and like Quibar. Almost cringe at herself saying that and then being like, sorry. I just feel like those little moments that Mary has where it's like, it makes me like her because I'm like,
she's a bit more self-aware. That would have hurt. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love her being a bit more self-aware. Yeah. And, I feel like, you know, the first couple seasons of Salt Lake City, I was like, who the fuck is this bitch? Like, you know, who does she think she is kind of thing acting like this, but she's become so much more likable. And so I just thought that part was funny.
I agree.
And then the last note that I have is Lisa's blank blinks. I call it the blank blinks.
Whenever.
When someone's coming for her and she's processing the information that's being thrown at her, she sits there and blinks a million miles an hour, but it's all blank. Like, there's nothing there. I feel
like it's almost like her, like, kickstarting, like, her
stress
reaction.
Response.
Yeah. Like, she's about to pop off, but, like, it's processed. She's watching her response flash before her eyes, like, rage.
She's like, what do I say? What do I say?
And oh, my God.
You can just see it in that moment, like, when she's doing the blank blinks that... she's about to pop off, but she's processing it all as it comes through.
Those eye muscles must be tired by the end of this day of filming.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, that's all I had for Salt Lake City.
I think it was a good part one reunion episode. I'm keen to see more of like, I'm keen to see Brittany come on. I want the husbands on there for about 5 minutes and then I want them gone. I'm not interested whatsoever. This show is not about you.
Although... does look like Todd and John pop off a little bit.
Okay, I'm into that.
Fisty cuffs. Yeah, get the fisty cuffs out.
Okay. Cool.
Righto.
Nice. Okay, so another thing that I'm really excited about that dropped this week... Real Housewives of Sydney returns.
Yes.
I am very excited. Look, what did you think of last season? Season 2, the reboot?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was good to see an Australian one on TV again.
Yeah.
I mean, we are fucking begging, gagging for Melbourne to come back. Yeah. So,
I think
that
you know,
needs to happen.
We'll keep pushing it this year. It's on my bingo card. I think it's going to come back in some sort of form.
I hope so. But if we're not going to have Melbourne, at least we can have Sydney.
Agree.
And look, at least there's a couple of originals on there. You've got Chrissy. You've got Nicole.
That's it.
But yeah, we need Lisa Oldfield back. We need Victoria, which is probably not going to happen. But look, let's see what they come up with.
I think we had no idea what we had when we had season one of Sydney. We thought it was absolutely feral, so foul. They were so nasty. They were so hideous, but it remains to be
iconic.
One of the most iconic pieces of television.
It's like the first episode, Victoria throws someone's coat into the fucking ocean. Athena X.
Oh, God, who could forget? I wonder what she's up to these days.
Yeah.
I miss... It didn't make the episode, but Victoria, when they're in Dubai... Victoria, this is like season one Victoria, threw a drink and then walked off and producers were trying to get her back to the table.
Mm.
And they're trying to calm her down. Oh, I think I've seen this. Angry and she calls him, the producer, stupid. What'd she say? Stupid little poofter.
Yes, I've seen that.
And he goes, oh, is that right? Excuse me. Yeah. Like, what?
He was clocked.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to say. He was like, what the fuck? Oh, my
fucking God.
He wanted to throw hands but knew he could not.
Because there was cameras on him. Anyway, we've got, you know, the watered down version of Sydney. I'm hoping that since now these new lot of girls know how this runs, they can kind of lean into it a little bit more and let their walls down.
Mm.
The trailer was only 60 seconds long, yeah, so there was a lot to get out of that. But, you know, there is only about 8 episodes
of the season. Yeah, it's not a 20-episode thing.
So we see the new girl come in, Martine. What do you think of her first impressions?
Yeah, I mean, like, she looked activated.
Princess of Double Bay, I think she calls herself.
Okay. Well, look, let's see what she brings and hopefully she's not insufferable.
It looks like Terry and Chrissy have made up. Yeah. Because they look like they're with each other quite a lot from
the trailer. Yeah. Love the special guest on the show.
Absolutely.
Jackie. Shine, shine, shine.
I love that we've got some sort of element of Melbourne in there.
It just gives us hope.
Yeah. I would have liked her. It looks like it's just a one-on-one with Terry. But it would have been so cool if they were all out together in like some sort of environment where she could kind of mingle and engage and get involved with a little bit more drama.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll take it. And then it looks like Chrissy and Martine kick off quite a lot. Mm-hmm. They butt heads this season.
I love any drama that has Chrissy. I love it because she's a bitch that goes below the belt.
Yeah. And just is great TV to watch.
Great TV.
I'm glad that out of all the originals, she was one of them that came back because she's truly... I think that she's like what my friends will be. Like at 40, 50 years
and
old.
And do you remember the fights that her and Lisa Oldfield used to have? Like, feral. Lisa used to, like, incredibly, slut-shame her. Yeah. Something chronic. And then the Chewbacca impersonation. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know what Chewbacca is. I've never watched Star Wars.
Well,
clearly you have because you know where it's from.
Yeah.
It's a big hairy unit. Victoria's words.
Jesus.
It looks like they go on a cast trip as well. And from what I can gather, it looks like New Zealand. It looks like there's snow there. Yeah. I see big snowy mountains.
Yeah, either that or somewhere in New South Wales.
Well, I don't know. I reckon it's New Zealand because they usually go somewhere international for the cast trip. They probably had a lower budget, so they had to go somewhere semi-local, which is New Zealand. It looks like Terry's drinking from one of those ice bars at the start. I just kind of get the vibe that they're in New Zealand, which I think would be kind of cool to see since we went there last year. So it'd be kind of cool to see if they've gone to some of the places we went to.
Yeah.
And then the trailer ends with Terry and Caroline looking like their friendship has been pretty severed.
Mm.
And I can't remember. Was it Caroline that said to Terry that you're dead to me?
I don't know.
But, you know, I'm here to find out.
Yeah.
Keen overall, very excited. I'm a bit
couple weeks away.
Yeah.
Feb?
I think mid-Feb.
Nice. So,
that's another one that we'll be unpacking. I thought we'd have a nice little break in between there and then, but looks like we're going straight into it. Season one of the podcast has been extended.
Fucking 50 episodes. Also, sorry if you can hear a fucking engine in the background. There's a removalist truck that just won't fuck off outside.
Yeah, it's probably waiting for us to start packing.
You've been kicked out.
Get the fuck out.
Get out.
Oh, well, it'll be interesting to talk about next week.
From the side of the road.
From our cars. From the truck. All right, so let's do some rapid fire questions that'll pop on the pod Instagram page. So I've got a few for you.
I got two.
Okay, great. First one is Beverly Hills related. Do you think Erica is scared of Kyle?
I don't think that Erica is scared of her, but I don't think that Erica wants to sever that friendship.
Yeah. I don't think she's scared of Kyle. I don't think Erica's really scared of much.
I think that Erica would probably rather have a falling out with Dorit over Kyle.
Yeah.
So that's where Dorit is thinking, like, why the fuck aren't you standing up for me for you're scared of her?
I think it's easier to make up with Dorit than what it is to make up with Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. do you want to go?
Sure. Do you prefer an unhinged, aggressive Erica or the healed and mindful version that she is now?
I think it's definitely more entertaining to see her fully activated, locked in, destroying someone.
Clocking people left, right and centre.
However, it is quite refreshing to see her in her peaceful, calm era as well.
But pick one.
First one.
Same.
I like to see her.
Straight to it.
Tearing Denise to shreds last season was an absolute delight to the
I know, eyes. But she almost still wasn't even like...
She wasn't even trying.
No, like that was still kind of in her like healed era.
Yeah.
It was just that someone came for her and she was like, I ain't having it.
You know what? I'll take you down with ease.
When I'm talking about like her like unhinged...
Her versus Sutton.
Yeah, like that season was like hectic.
Oh God, that was great to watch.
Mm.
That would put... That's like the white noise that puts me to sleep.
Erica tearing Sutton a new one.
Loved it.
Yeah. But Sutton would be so easy to fucking rip into.
Cries at the drop of a needle or whatever the saying
gets her face roller out. Yeah.
Who would you want to see back on Real Housewives of Sydney from the original cast?
My God. My next question was, you get to bring one original back for Sydney. Who is it? That's my question. So we'll just answer that together.
Okay. You go first.
Okay. So for me, it's a tough one, right? Mm. Because... I think that it has to be out of Lisa and Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Lisa because I just think like she did not give a fuck about how she looked on that show. She said whatever she wanted. Mm. She didn't care how it came across. And that's what makes good reality TV.
I agree. I think it would be between her or Victoria for me. Honorable mention is Maddie. I would love to see that little Persian rolling around with these girls as well. Mm. But I'm going to say just a point of difference. I'm going to say Victoria only because I think she would probably have more of a connection with Chrissy to kind of maintain friendships within this new cast.
Whereas Lisa would just obliterate everything.
Doesn't really latch on to anyone.
She doesn't need friends.
She threw everyone under the bus at some point in her season.
Her only friend is her inner monologue.
Yeah.
That's all she needs.
The snakes at home.
Yeah. Not even the kids.
No.
She hates them too.
Calling them dickheads. okay, my third one for you. What city or what other city do you think Australia should consider for a housewives show?
Just get them going in Darwin.
That would be something,
wouldn't it? Nah, it'd end up being just a croc show special.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
You know, that could be interesting. Like, rich housewives with crocodiles in their swimming pools in their backyard. I mean, I'd dial into that.
Yeah. Nah, look, I feel like... I don't know. How many cities do we have?
I think we could make something... I reckon there's... a few gems that we could pull out of the rough in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
I think there's... Gold Coast kind of has like that Miami feel to it, where I feel like it would be like a real tacky show.
Real Housewives of Surfers Paradise.
Yeah, Real Housewives of the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I could see that.
Real Housewives of Surfers Paradise. Yeah, that kind of has a... I would say Real Housewives of the Gold Coast.
Do you think like you could do Real Housewives... Oh, no, it's not really... Doesn't make sense. I was going to say Byron Bay, but it's like that's Sydney, really. New South Wales.
Pretty much, yeah. I feel like, I don't think Byron's big enough to really facilitate a whole... I mean, we did Byron Bays and
look how... It was terrible.
Well, that did.
Yeah, but that's because of the people on it.
True. I think we could I reckon we've got something in the Gold Coast. I think there's enough like loud luxury...
Yeah.
Like flashy kind of egos there. Yeah. I feel like we could definitely make something work there.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's leave it to the poll and we'll discuss next week. Thank you so much for jumping on last minute this week. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Whatever.
Okay. And enjoy the rest of your long weekend. I know we've only got a few hours left now, but
don't talk about it. Getting scared. Have
a great short week this week.
Yes.
And keen. I'll literally see you straight after this anyway. So,
all right.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. Well. Uru.
Uru.